Alma Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Alma Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 4, Text 11 to 12, on the discussions of Gajendra returns to the spiritual world. Okay, just one verse is there, right? Okay. Which verse is there? Okay, there are two verses, but one is written on the board. Okay. Sri Sukha Uvacha Evan Satwa Gato Gastyo Bhagavan Nripa Sanugaha Indra Dhimno Pe Rajashi Dishtam Tar Upadharayan Sisuka Ubacha Evan Satra Gato Gastyo Bhagavani Pasanuga Inda Dumno Pirajarshi Distantat Upadharayan Sisuka Ubacha Evan Saptagato Gastyo Bhagavani Pasanuga Inda Dubno Pisarajasi Distantadupadharayan Sisuka Uvacha Evan Saptagato Gastyo Bhagavani Pasanuga India do Pirajasi Distantat Upadharayan Sisuka Vacha Sisuka Goswami said, even thus, Satwa, after causing Gata, left that place. Agastya Muni, Bhagavan, so powerful. Nripa, O King, Sa Anugaha, with his associates, Indradyumna, King Indradyumna, Api, also Rajarshi, although he was a Rajarshi, Dishtan, because of past deeds, Tat, that cause, Upadharayan, considering, Apanaha, God, Kaunjarim, of an elephant, your name, the species, Atmasmriti, remembrance of one's identity, Vinasinim, which destroys Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Achana Anubhavina, because of worshipping, yet that Gajatve in the body of an elephant. Happy, although Anusmriti, the opportunity to remember his past devotional service. Translation and purport by Zivan Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Sukadev Goswami continued, my dear king, after Agastya Muni had thus caused King Indradyumna, the Muni left that place along with his disciples. Since the king was a devotee, he accepted Agastya Muni's cause as welcome because it was a desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although in his next life he got the body of an elephant, because of devotional service, he remembered how to worship and offer prayers to the Lord. Purpose. This is the unique position of a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the king was cursed, he welcomed the curse because a devotee is always aware that nothing can happen without the desire of the Supreme Lord. Although the king was not at fault, Agastya Muni cursed him. And when this happened, the king considered it to be due to his past misdeeds. Tatinu Kampantam Sushamik Shamanaha. This is a practical example of how a devotee thinks. He regards any reverses in life as blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, instead of being agitated by such reverses, he continues his activities of devotional service, and Krishna takes care of him and enables him to be promoted to the spiritual world, back to Godhead. If a devotee has to suffer the reactions of his past misdeeds, the Supreme Lord arranges for him to be given only a token of these reactions. And very soon, he is freed from all the reactions of material contamination. One should therefore adhere to devotional service, and the Lord himself will very soon see to one's promotion to the spiritual world. A devotee should not be disturbed by unfortunate circumstances, but must continue his regular program, depending on the Lord for everything. The word upadharayan, considering, is very significant in this verse. This word indicates that a devotee knows what is what. He understands what is happening in material, conditional life. Gurave Gurachandraya, Radhikaya Tadalaya, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya, Tad Bhaktaya Namo Nama, Agyana Trimandasya Agyana Ganan Salakaya, Chashmita Yenatas Mashi Gurave Nama, Vancha Kabatru Yuscha Kripa Sindhi Vacha, Patita Nam Pavana Vibhi Vashna Vyo Namo Nama. Sisuka Uvacha, Evan Saptagatu Gatsyo, Bhagava Nipasa Anugaha, Inda dhimno pi raja si di istantat upadarayan apana kunjarim yoni atma smriti vinasinim harya chanam no babena yat gajatwe pi anusmriti. So first of all, I'd like to offer my humble respect to the senior devotees who are here, and by their blessing, I can be able to say something a little bit about what has been discussed here. So Sukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King, after Agastya Muni, I thus caused King Indradyumna, the Muni left that place along with his disciples. Since the king was a devotee, he accepted Agastya Muni's cause as welcome because it was a desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although in his next life he got the body of an elephant, because of devotional service, he remembered how to worship and offer prayers to the Lord." So this is a very highly significant verse. And especially the purport by Srila Prabhupada, he basically described you know, the life of a devotee, and especially how devotee conduct their life, how devotee conduct their devotional life. And the most significant of this verse is the fact that the devotees, they have taken shelter of the Lord. And this taking shelter of the Lord is the basis of everything. So here, we know that the sages, sometimes they curse someone, and sometimes they give blessings. And when we read throughout the scriptures, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, this is full of all this. How sometimes the sages, they curse someone, maybe due to misbehaviors. And we're talking of such powerful sages like Brihaspati and Agastya Muni, even Narada Muni. They are often curse someone. Look at you, because you have done this, you become this in your next life. Very, very interesting. But we have to understand the rishis, the sages, they are actually the ultimate benefactor of all living entities. It's not that they are causing someone because they dislike that person or they want to punish that person because somebody has been offensive to them, so therefore they curse them. Actually, they are given a curse is actually their highest benediction. Because when they see someone in the low stages of life, so they always want to find out a different way by which such a person can be elevated. So therefore, such persons, they approach in the guise of cursing. Just like the case of Manigriva and Nala Kubera, this month, the month of Kartik is starting, and we're going to be celebrating the pastimes of Damodara. So, Manigriva and Nala Kubera, they were sons of Kubera. They were demigods, and they were so much intoxicated by their opulence. You know, they were enjoying in the lake with the damsels of heaven. And they were so intoxicated, so much so that when Narada Muni came, they could not recognize him because they were so drunk. So therefore, Narada Muni caused them, okay, because of your pride, so therefore, you become a tree because they were naked. So because you have lost sense of discrimination, so you become a tree. However, they became a tree, but they became a tree where? They became a tree in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Not just in Gokul, but in the very courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And then they're able to witness Krishna's pastimes. Right from the beginning of Krishna's appearance, they're able to saw all the pastimes of Krishna in the form of a tree. And then they were able to narrate, you know, after being kicked by Krishna in the form of his Damodara, and they are able to narrate in the assembly of the Brajavasis, they are able to narrate Krishna Lila. Just like if you read the Gopachampu, a very wonderful narration by Jiva Goswami. So Gopachampu is a narration of Krishna Lila, but the narrators are Manigriva and Nala Kubera. You can see. So they were apparently caused by Narada Muni, but they were given the highest elevation, being elevated to the position of topmost devotees of Krishna, so much so that they're able to see the Lord's Lila and they're able to narrate in a such Lila. So the causing and blessing of great rishis, great devotees, or great personalities, the causing and blessing is actually the same thing. It's actually the same. The same. Of course, in this verse, we are reading that Gajendra, in his previous life, was the great devotee, King Indradyumna. Now, I'm not sure if this Indradyumna was the same as the one that who saw Jagannath. That must be a different Indradyumna, right? Because I was trying to find out that I could not see if it's the same Indradyumna. Maybe it's different Indradyumna, correct? Okay. So this king, his name was Indradyumna. He was called a Rajarshi. Rajarshi means saintly king. So he was a devotee of the Lord. He was a devotee. And renouncing his position, he went to the forest to perform meditation on the Lord. So he went to the forest, and as he was deeply absorbed in meditation, Agashamuni came by. But because he was deeply absorbed in samadhi, he could not notice that Agashamuni was there. So Agashamuni became angry with him, and he caused him to become a dumb elephant. So he caused him. So he became an elephant. But even though he became an elephant, he did not forget the fact that he did not forget his devotional temperament, which he had before in his last life. So that's why when he was being attacked by a crocodile, you know, that made the fight for a long period of time. So when he was being attacked by a crocodile, so he was able to, and then he was in a severe distress, so he was able to remember his devotional activities. And then he was able to offer a suitable prayer to the Lord. And the Lord came and deliver him from the clutches of crocodile, and not just give him deliverance, he also attained Sarupya Mukti. He attained the same form as the Lord, the 400 form, because normally there are 5 types of liberation that one can attain. That's Sarishti, Sarupya, Salokya, Samipya, and the last one. Huh? There's Salokya, Samipya, Sarshi, and then there are 5 of them. Is it? Huh? Sayugya is the impersonal liberation basically. Of course, the devotee Vaishnava don't consider that as a liberation at all, the Sayugya. We don't. But the only thing, the 4 that devotees take credence to is Sarishti, Salokya, Samyupya, and Sarupya, those 4 liberation. But even those kind of 4 liberation, like as Bhimanga Thakur was praying, even those kind of 4 liberations also, for one who has attained love of Krishna, and devotees also don't even want them, but those 4 kind of liberation, they're always willing to serve a devotees, those type of 4 liberations. But in this particular circumstance, so in the demon Gajendra, after being liberated from that form of an elephant, so he got liberation. He got the same form as the Lord. And then the Lord himself, when the Lord was going back to his abode, he took Gajendra with him. He was in the same airplane as the Lord. So you can just imagine such a great thing. So should we consider that the cause of Agastya was actually a cause? No. It was actually a blessing, but a blessing in disguise. It's a blessing in disguise. Because the great devotees, like the rishis, it's not that they are not in the business of causing anyone. They are not in that business. But they simply want to see how someone can be further elevated in their life. You know, we have the case of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, you know, is a great devotee of the Lord. The Lord himself personally protected Parikshit Maharaj right within the womb of his mother. So when Parikshit Maharaj, when he was in the forest, and he was going about hunting the forest, and then he became very, very thirsty. Became very, very thirsty. So he was looking for, you know, he wanted to quench his thirst. And then he saw an ashram. When he saw the ashram, he saw that a great sage was there, you know, in a deep meditation. So Parikshit Maharaj, you know, he seen that the sage was not honoring his presence. So he became angry, and he took a dead snake and glanded the rishi, the sage. So this, of course, is a great offense, and that's why the rishi's son caused Parikshit to die within 7 days. But the curse of Parikshit enabled us to hear Bhagavatam, because Krishna wanted to incarnate himself in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Parikshit Maharaj, being cursed by the son of the Brahmanas, enabled us to hear Bhagavatam. Otherwise, without that, Bhagavatam will not have been manifested. So all these activities, because sometimes a devotee may be appear to be in ignorance, but actually a devotee is never in ignorance. Actually, a devotee, they always know. But sometimes the Lord put them in a situation whereby they appear to be in ignorance, and then they perform some acts which ordinarily they would not have performed. So in this case, through the Lord's own design, Parikshit Maharaj galanted the sage with a dead snake. And then, of course, immediately realized what he has done. Immediately realized it. So this brings us to the point that how do we assess sometimes the various offenses which have been committed by people, by living entities? Normally, we commit offense due to ignorance, and mainly due to false ego, we commit offense against great personalities because of ignorance. That's why, the reason why. There's no other reason. And because of false ego, we do things which should not have been done. Just like Indra, for instance. Indra was so puffed up, he saw himself as the king of heaven, and then he ordered the great rishis, the great sages, to carry him on a palanquin. Even his spiritual master, his guru, Brihaspati. He said, okay, all of you sages, carry me on it, because after I'm the king of heaven, so all of you, carry me on carry me. So the rishis, they were carrying him, they did not protest, okay, we're going to carry you. And as the rishis, they were walking, so Indra, he was chastising them, that what are you doing? You're not walking fast enough. And then he kicked them. He kicked the rishis with his leg. So the rishis, they could understand that this Indra is so puffed up. So therefore they cursed him. Like, oh, Indra, you don't belong here. So therefore, you become a pig. So Indra became a pig in his next life. And then he became a pig, immediately he forgot what he was. That he was the king of heaven, he was the Indra, he forgot everything. He only became deliver only when Lord Brahma realized that he needs somebody in heaven to manage to manage the universe. So Lord Brahma has to come back and tell Indra that, oh, Indra, give up this big business, come back to the heavenly planet and become Indra again. Even when Lord Brahma came and tried to tell Indra that they should come back to the heavenly planet, still Indra, he became completely forgetful. He said, no, what do you mean? I'm very happy here. What do you mean, heavenly planet? I'm very happy. Why should I come there? So that is due to ignorance, the offense that one committed, and this one committed due to ignorance and manifestation of it is a false ego. But devotees committing apparently offense is not the same thing. Actually, it is the Lord himself who enables his devotee to commit certain offenses so that a particular pastimes can take place. The Lord does that because also mostly either the Lord wants to see his glories being spread, or sometimes he wants to see the glories of his devotee being spread. Just like in this verse here, we are reading in the purport that devotees, they accept any condition of life, both good and bad, they accept it as the Lord's blessing. A devotee never consider any reverse in life that may come. It's not that because we are devoted, so therefore, everything will always be good. Sometimes, bad things happen to devotees. Most of the time, bad things will happen to devotees. But when bad things happen to devotees, devotees do not protest. I remember one time, one devotee in America, in Cleveland, this devotee was in a library, was reading, and all of a sudden, a madman came to the library and shot this devotee. Just like that. Of course, this devotee did not die. She lost her eyesight. And then, she was thinking, I'm a devotee of Krishna. How can this happen to me? How can the Lord allow this to happen? I was shot in the library. This is not supposed to happen to me as a devotee. So therefore, she lost faith. She lost faith and then she decided again not to do devotional service anymore. You know. And of course, after many, many years, then she came back. So, which means we're expecting something from the Lord. That, Lord, I'm your devotee, so therefore, all my needs is up to you only. I deserve your protection. So therefore, nothing bad should happen to me. But this is a wrong conception. Devotees who have surrendered unto the Lord, they do not think themselves that they are entitled to anything. They simply want to surrender unto the Lord. They simply want to give their life to the Lord. And whatever happens to them, either good or bad, they accept. Chitraketu Maharaj was a prime example of this. Chitraketu Maharaj is a great devotee, great Vaishnava, great devotee of the Lord. So one time, Chitraketu was going about in his airplane, and as he was going, he saw that Lord Shiva was speaking Bhagavatam to the assembly of rishis. So Lord Shiva was speaking Bhagavatam to the assembly of rishis, and then on his lap was Parvati Devi sitting on his lap. So Lord Shiva, he was speaking Bhagavatam, and then he had his wife sitting on his lap. So you can just imagine that, oh my God, you know, look, they speak of Bhagavatam, and he has his wife sitting on his lap. So when Chitraketu Maharaj, when he saw this, he decided to criticize Lord Shiva. Then he joked, he said, oh, just see, you know, speaking Bhagavatam, and he has his wife, you know, sitting on his, you know, on his lap. However, who's his wife? Parvati Devi, you know, goddess. So Parvati Devi, she became angry. He said, oh, you are such an upstart. You dare find fault in the characteristics of Lord Shiva, in the personality of Lord Shiva. You don't know who Lord Shiva is. So therefore, she caused Chitraketu to become a demon in his next life. So can you become a demon? She caused him. So, having been caused by Parvati Devi, so Chitraketu immediately came down and offered respect to Parvati Devi. He said, oh, dear mother, I'm very, very sorry for my offenses. So, whatever cause you have given me, I accept it. I accept whatever cause, whatever punishment you have given me, I accept it. And then Lord Shiva started glorifying the devotees of the Lord. So Lord Shiva was telling his wife, said, just see the devotees, just see. Because he's a Narayan emperor, somebody who has taken shelter of Narayan. Even though the cause that you have given him, he did not consider it. He said, oh, my dear wife, you are so beautiful, you are so attractive. But the glories of a devotee, it shows, is actually much more greater than your beauty, much more greater. So therefore, Lord Shiva said, Narayana Emperor Swami, Nakutashina Bibyati, Swaga Pavaganarakeshu Apit Chiyatadashina. Devotees solely engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord, Narayana, never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the earliest planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. And then Srila Prabhupada gave his purport this way. He said, Parvati might naturally have inquired how devotees become so exalted. Therefore, this verse explains that they are Narayan para, simply dependent on Narayan. They do not mind reverses in life because in the service of Narayan, they have learned to tolerate whatever hardships there may be. They do not care whether they are in heaven or in hell. They simply engage in the service of the Lord. This is their excellence. Anukuyena Krishna, no? They are liberally engaged in the service of the Lord, and therefore they are excellent. By using the word Britya Brityanam, Lord Shiva pointed out that although Chitraketu provided one example of tolerance and excellence, all the devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord as eternal servants are glorious. They have no eagerness to be happy by being placed in the heavenly planets, becoming liberated, or becoming one with Brahman, the supreme effulgence. These benefits do not appeal to their minds. They are simply interested in giving direct service to the Lord. And then Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Pratyaku, he also said on this verse, so he said, what is the reason that devotees have such greatness? They are fixed in Narayan. That is the only reason. Not only Chitaketu and others, but all devotees have no fear. Swaga, liberation, and hell are all equal because they are tasteless, since they do not have the happiness of bhakti. So you can see the happiness of bhakti that is there transcends all. So therefore, the devotees, they do not mind if they are, if they are given high elevation or they are given early situation, because they see everything simply as the desire of the Lord. That is their mode. That is their mentality. So therefore, as Mahaprabhu said in the Sushastakal, he said, Trinapi Sunichena, Tariva Sayashuna, Amanina Manadena, Kitaniya Sadari. That devotees are very, very humble. They are always tolerant. They don't consider any qualification of their own. And because they have this habit of tolerance, this humility, so they are always engaging in Harinam, Kitaniya Sadari, which actually explain to us what is the qualification to engage in Harina. The qualification is the humility and the tolerance that one has. So Srila Prabhupada cited the verse Tatena Kampam Sushami Shamanam, which you find in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 14, text 8. This is the Lord Brahma who is making a prayer to Lord Krishna. Text in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 14, text eight. So Lord Brahma is making his prayer. Tatenu kampan samikshamano bonjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag vapubi vidan vidadan namaste Jivita yo mukti pade sadaya bhakti. My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. So Srila Siddha Swami, he has explained in his commentary that just as a legitimate son has to simply remain alive to gain an inheritance from his father, one who simply remains alive in Krishna consciousness, following the regulated principles of Bhakti Yoga, automatically becomes eligible to receive the mercy of the personality of Godhead. In other words, he be promoted to the kingdom of God. The word Sukh Samikshamanam indicates that a devotee honestly awaits the mercy of the Supreme Lord even while suffering the painful effect of previous sinful activities. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that a devotee who fully surrenders unto him is no longer liable to suffer the reactions of his previous karma. However, because in his mind, a devotee may still maintain the remnants of his previous sinful activities, the Lord removes the last vestige of the enjoined spirit by giving his devotee punishment that may sometimes resemble sinful reactions. And as Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Pai, he had a long purport to this verse, very long commentary, but just read a little bit of it. He said, now that other processes have been rejected and bhakti accepted as a process to attain Bhagavan, the process of bhakti is described. The devotee understands that the happiness and distress that he experiences due to performing bhakti and committing apparats are the mercy of the Lord. It is like that a father who sometimes makes his child drink milk and sometimes makes him drink bitter neem juice, and sometimes embraces and kisses him, and sometimes beats him. The devotee thinks that this is the arrangement of working for his benefit. The Lord knows, and I do not know. Karma and time have no effect on the devotee, so it is his personal arrangement. By his mercy, he sometimes gives me happiness and sometimes gives me distress, considering how to engage me in his service. Yatacharil balahitan pita swayan tatatvam ibasi nala samitan. As the father does what is beneficial for the son, so you are engaged in arrangements for my benefit. The person who spends his life offering respect with body, mind, and words to the lotus feet of the Lord, like Prithu Maharaj, does not accept the suffering of austerities or other hardships. He becomes a dayabag, a recipient of two results: liberation from material bondage and service to the Lord, Muktipad. As the inheritance from the father is the livelihood for the son, so the attainment of liberation and service to the Lord maintain the life of the devotee. And while living in this world, the devotee remains fixed on the path of devotion. Bhagavatam says, Ritaya Isha Sashanti Ashubhatayadi Tenu Novida. The jiva's life becomes successful by offering devotion to you. Otherwise, the body is just like a billows inhaling and exhaling here. So we can see the glories of devotional service and the glories of the devotees of the Lord. So basically, we simply have to follow this path which has been tread by the great devotees. Because the great devotees, they accept everything as simply the mercy of the Lord. And because they have the Lord's shelter, they have taken the full shelter of the Lord, so they see that anything may happen to me, whatever, either good or bad, but still, the Lord's bhakti is my only inheritance. That's the Lord's Bhakti. So therefore, the great devotee, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had sung in his Saranagati prayer, so he has sung this Saranagati prayer. Manasa deho geho yo kichumo apilutu apade nanda kisho sampade vipade jivani marane daima magela tuwa upada barane maro dira kobi yo ichato ara nityada prasi tuwa dekar jama obi moho ichaja di toro bhakta griye jani jama omor kita jama ho jata tu vadas bhai moka brahma jame na yas bhukti mukti spriyam vina je bhakta labaite chako sangha nurakta janaka janani daita tanoi prabhu guru pati tu sabamo bhaktavi bhakati vino kohe sunokana radana tatu amara parana. Mind, body and family, whatever may be mine, I have surrendered to you at your lotus feet, O youthful son of Nanda. In good fortune or in bad, in life or at death, all my difficulties have disappeared by choosing those feet of yours as my only shelter. Slay me or protect me as you wish, for you are the master of your eternal servant. If it is your will that I be born again, then may it be in the home of your devotee. May I be born even as a worm. So long as I may remain your devotee, I have no desire to be born as a Brahma averse to you. I yearn for the company of that devotee who is completely devoid of all desire for worldly enjoyment or liberation. Father, mother, lover, son, Lord, preceptor, and husband, you are everything to me. Thakur Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, O Kana, please hear me. O Lord of Radha, you are my life and soul. So this is the mentality of the devotees, and this is how a devotee prays. So I'm going to stop here. So thank you very much. So any question or comments?
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, is there an answer? is there a speaker? Oh, okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. You were speaking about Parishad Maharaj. He saw the sages and he became angry because he did not respect him or something.
Yeah.
So, Parishad Maharaj was a great king and he never got angry. So, there's a small comment on this one. And he asked, Dali asked him, where should I go? Then he told him, you stay in the gold. And he was wearing the crown of gold. So, Dali went in his crown and he gave him this one. That's why he got this one and he got angry.
I mean, as I said earlier, this is the Lord's own design. Otherwise, devotees, they don't generally commit that kind of offenses. But this is the Lord's own desire that it happens this way. So the Lord sometimes causes his devotee to commit offenses. So the Lord caused that. And then, because the Lord has another plan. So that's how that happens sometimes. Otherwise, devotees, they're always vigilant. They don't honestly just do things which are not to be done. But it is the Lord's own desire that this happens. Okay. Do you have a problem? Yes, just like in the case of Chitoketu, he accepted the cause of poverty Mataji, even though, you know, he doesn't have to. And the Prabhupada explained that in the purport. But devotees, they accepted that because they only accept the Lord's will. That if this is the Lord's will, then they accept it. So, because devotees in general, nothing can really affect them. But it's the Lord's will, okay, you become a demon. So therefore he became a demon. But when he was a demon, as a Vitrasura, what was he doing? He was glorifying the Lord. Even though when Indra was sending him all the Vajras and all that, still, he said, "Oh, Indra, come, let it come, because this is the Lord's own will." So their devotion temperament never really lost. It's always there. You know, like the concurrent stories we are hearing of Indradhanu Maharaj, you know, who became an elephant, you know. It's one of the comments of Vishnu Chakravarti. He said, even though Indradhanu Maharaj became an elephant, he still remember his position as a devotee. So a devotee, they accept whatever situation he comes. You know, Narayana Parashrave, you know, even it's a Swaga, Naraka, you know, they can go to heaven, they can go to Alice planet. It doesn't matter where they can go, but as long as they accept that this is the Lord's will, so therefore they are ready to go anywhere, because this is the Lord's own will. So therefore, the Lord's will is the supreme for devotees. Devotees do not protest. That's what taking shelter means. They've taken the Lord's shelter. So once you take shelter of someone, what's a question of protesting? Because you have accepted the person's shelter. So this is what shelter Sranagati is, such a deep thing, such a deep meaning. And this is something we have to, our whole life, we have to continuously, you know, meditating upon. What is this taking shelter of the Lord? What does that mean? How do we continuously refining this? And this we find in the life of the devotees. You know, the Pandavas, they were praying that, "Krishna, please give us problems. Give us trouble." The Pandavas, they are great devotees of the Lord. How could trouble come to them? But they are praying, "Give us trouble." Mother Kunti is praying, "Give us problems, so that the more you give us problems, the more we'll be able to remember you."
Can I add something from you?
Yeah.
Actually, when elevated devotees like Chitraketu Maharaj and Indradyumna also, when they accept this process as a will of the Lord, actually Lord desires that other devotees should get some lessons from their life.
Yeah, exactly.
So when like Vitrasu, like Chitraketu Maharaj became Vitrasu, it was a big lesson for him.
Yeah, exactly.
That how somebody can be Mahabhagavat, and also for all of us, how somebody can be Mahabhagavat in the body of a demon. That is a lesson for all of us. God wants to show the whole world. that bhakti bhakta bhagwan, they are not from this particular world.
Yes.
My Mahabhagavat devotee can be the body of a demon, but still is Mahabhagavat. He can be a demon, but he is still a devotee. So, I also show this example to.
I mean, just like the Pandavas, I mean, they were the most, if you read the story of the Pandavas, we know, you know, what trouble had not come upon them. What trouble had not come upon the Pandavas. But still, in every situation, they remained, you know, surrender unto the Lord, in every situation. So their life simply provided an example for us. So therefore, we should not be complacent. That why trouble is given to me? You know, I don't have money. What's going to happen to me? You know, a devotee is not complacent. A devotee accept everything as the Lord's will, and that's how we remain devotee. So, like to comment, Prabhu? Got the same comment?
I was thinking earlier about sometimes unfortunate things happen in life, and when you read this in there, the unfortunate things, that if we get Krishna, then we don't have to worry about these unfortunate things. Plus the unfortunate things make us realize, when I chose this, I got a bad result. When I chose Krishna, I get a good result. It teaches us, you know, the Sankhya, the adding up, that if I approach Krishna and I get good results, and other things give me difficult results, I should be thankful that these unfortunate things really are a mistake. We think they are, but they cause us to retract from the things that we're taking shelter of. Yes?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Gatrasmi Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gopinath.